Hi, it's the team talk. I'm Josh Sexton. Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-Arsenal League Cup semi-final press conference, the first leg of the League Cup semi-final. And joining me to react to that are Andy Heaton, Sean Bennett and Ian Salmon. We're going to get stuck into a couple of things that Jurgen Klopp was saying there. He was bullish in his press conference today, I think it's fair to say, on a couple of things, including Mo Salah's comments in GQ about his contract situation. We'll get stuck into a few other things with injury news and things like that as well. We're going to have Jordan Jarrett-Bryan coming up in the second part of the show, and then we'll do our usual team selection and score predictions in the third part. But Andy, we'll start with the Salah stuff, because it was interesting, to be honest. It was interesting that, like, sort of, it sounds like it's been in the same place for a while, all of this, and Jurgen Klopp sort of hints at that in his press conference, that, you know, he feels positive about the situation, and I think he said that a couple of times around Mo Salah's contract, but it probably doesn't help. And he says it's dangerous with these interviews, that Mo just basically keeps coming out and going, yeah, there's nothing new, and I want a new deal, and the club aren't really giving it yet.
Yeah, he was very bullish, wasn't he? Didn't skirt around it at all. I mean, look, this is no inside information, but you speak to people around the club, Josh, you've done it yourself, and everyone, it's mad how relaxed people at the club are about it. Like, almost as if they know a little bit more than what we do or what's in the public domain. So, yeah, no, I mean, he actually said that we're in a good place. I'm fairly happy with where it is. So, you know, unless you want to call out, say the manager's a liar, and I think, I think that's pretty dangerous ground. You know, you can only take that at face value. But it was more the manner in which he delivered it. It wasn't like he was fairly relaxed about it. And I mean, look, let's be honest as well. These interviews aren't ideal, but they tend to happen whenever players go up. You can always guarantee a story like this always comes out about any player when they're away on international duty. Whether it be a Liverpool player, whether it be a Man United player, whether it be a City player, as soon as they're outside the realms of what the club can control. You know, these examples. But the flip side of it is, we always want our footballers to be more honest and answer questions and not be in this bubble. And then when they do, you get all this Ferrari around it. I'm sound with Salah being honest about where we are. I mean, at the end of the day, it's not as if he's come up and said, no, I want to go. I don't like it. You know, I don't think he could have made his case to stay or his desire to stay any clearer than what he has. So I'm absolutely fine with it, mate.
Yeah, and Sean, Andy says that he doesn't think that Jurgen Klopp's a liar. I think he does tell a few wee lies in these press conferences sometimes, but only little wee ones. But he's basically saying...
Did he think it was a works event, Josh?
Maybe that is the case, yeah. He did say within it, Sean, that he these things take time, and I think that's maybe one of the things that we don't quite understand as fans. And sometimes when contracts come out, we don't know how much time has gone into them. It can feel like it's sort of been an overnight process in some regards, but it's probably not always the case. And I think with this Mo Salah one, there's probably just a couple of little details here and there that need tying up. But for the most part, if Jurgen Klopp's happy, then maybe we should just be comfortable with that.